From Mouthful Media.
It's not fake news. It's not breaking news. In fact, it's news you couldn't care less about. It's the Who Cares News with your hosts, Van Camp and Morgan.
Hey, good morning.
Good morning.
Happy Friday.
Happy Friday, y'all.
So, foods from your childhood or your youth, earlier days, no longer available.
Caravelle candy bar.
Now, what was the Caravelle? Was that a Mars bar? Or
I don't know.
I don't remember what was in it.
I'd walk down to the pink store.
And how much was it?
I remember it being 10 cents.
Uh-huh.
I remember one time it was, I think, 25 cents at the end.
Okay. Is it like got caramel and nuts or
the
what?
The closest thing to it is the 100 grand bar, which was the, what, 10,000, 100,000 grand
$100,000 bar at one time.
Yeah.
So now they just call it 100 grand.
The closest thing to it is the 100 grand bar.
Okay. I said earlier, I miss my mom's cooking. Mom still cooks. She just doesn't cook the same. She's changed all her recipes from when I was a kid. I miss the old spaghetti, Mom. I miss the old spaghetti. The old meatloaf, though the new meatloaf's pretty good, I will say. The new meatloaf's pretty good. I can kind of remember riding our bikes down to the store in Bolsa Knowles, California, and having a quarter when I was a kid meant you could buy like a pocket full of candy.
Well, you could. Tax threw me for a loop.
I don't think there was any tax on candy bars.
I remember one time they said it was 26 cents or...
And oh, thought, yeah. What? Yeah, maybe.
And we'd be, this is Lubbock, Texas. Yeah. And we'd be walking down to Candyland Park.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Candyland with your candy bar.
That's right. I love me some Caravelles. But that is also the same time that Nancy Drew books were like.
They were
90,
like a dollar.
90, 95
yeah,
cents.
Yeah.
And then they went to a dollar. And it was a dollar, a dollar, a dollar.
That was the big
and
thing.
And I remember the tax on that. And then one time I went in and was like, I didn't have enough money for the tax.
No, we used to go to Ford's department store in Watsonville on Saturdays, and we would buy Hardy Boys books. I had hundreds of them.
And
yes, I remember them being a buck a piece. And I remember when my allowance went up to a buck a week. I mean, I was super proud of that. And I, you know what? Going to Ford's, getting a Hardy Boys book. With that, it is time for today's.
All right.
Who Cares News? What's going on? You got it
right
there? You got it right there? Right there?
Miley Cyrus.
Oh, yeah.
She's taken to Twitter to defend herself by basically saying the breakup with Liam Hemsworth wasn't because she cheated on him. Miley claims in a couple of bloated diatribes,
of course,
where she admits she was guilty of twerking and riding naked on that wrecking ball, dancing while on Molly, and even the fact that she lost a deal with Walmart at 17 because she was ripping a bong.
Oh, but, I didn't know that.
But that she hasn't cheated on Liam since they reconciled.
I don't know if I buy that, but okay.
Meanwhile, we're hearing that distraught Liam, he was the filer for the divorce.
He's already filed?
Yes.
Wow, that was quick. Maybe they've been split up longer than we really know. Didn't they just split up last Sunday? A week ago Sunday or something like that?
And when was she making out with...
Well, that's when I thought she was, you know, she had posted pictures of the two of them getting cozy on that yacht. Liam was distraught. He went to Australia to hang with his brother and Matt Damon, and and now he's filed for divorce. So he's had to have come, well, he didn't have to come back to the States. He could have had his lawyer handle all that. I forget rich people do.
Yeah,
they take, you know,
you don't do it.
Call my lawyer.
I mean, we should be happy they wipe their own butts and brush their own teeth.
Can I just get a lawyer? I need... Oh, you know what? I need
There's
a
that free legal.
Yeah, is there legal aid?
Yes.
I can go get some legal aid.
There you go. See, you too can have a lawyer. Public defender.
Public
There's
defender.
One.
That works. That does work too. That's guaranteed, by golly.
Well, now, tabloids are also speculating, and this is the tabloids.
Yeah.
Remember that?
Yeah.
All over the rags that Miley and Caitlin Carter are now planning to get married.
No, stop it.
I know.
Just stop it.
She's still
come
married.
Come on. Yeah, she can't get married.
And how long has she known this chick? Is this getting weird? Maybe this should be our new national nightmare.
What's that?
We're now learning that not only is Jamie Foxx and Katie Holmes split.
Right.
And Jamie has been mentoring.
Mentoring, yes.
Young singer Cela Vave.
Yeah.
Okay. This is where it does. I mean, seriously, you ready for this?
I'm ready. I
okay,
think.
All right.
What happened?
Who is, let's see, it was, what was his name? Woody Allen. Think Woody Allen.
Uh-oh.
Okay.
Really?
Not only is he mentoring young Celavane, yeah, but now we're hearing he's fostering her as well.
What? Fostering her?
As in foster parenting. Okay, not really, but almost.
I think she's legal. I think she's 22.
Celia and Jamie.
Oh, God.
They're now living together at Jamie's crib in Thousand Oaks,
California.
Are
you kidding me? No wonder Katie left his sorry ass.
Well, Celia's moved in so that she can work on her career. And
what, her career on the couch?
All right. Sing an A, baby. Now sing a B. B flat.
You know what? Jamie plays piano.
Yes, he does.
I've seen him.
Now, so Jamie claims that there's nothing going on.
Oh, of course he does. Yeah, of course. I mean, it wouldn't be illegal if there was something going on because she's legal, right?
She is.
She can buy her own booze.
What is she, 22?
I think she's 22. So I think she can go to the liquor store for Jamie.
She's not.
Jamie doesn't have to go to the liquor store anymore.
That's
true.
He's
got somebody who can go to the store.
I mean, she's not too old to need a daddy.
Well, Jamie's daughter, I think, is a little older than 22. His real life daughter.
Yes. Yes,
so maybe he's just jonesing for another kid.
Oh, maybe that's it. He's really going to help her out with her career.
Suri's not old enough yet. Suri's too young to have been his other kid.
Yes. That didn't sound creepy at all.
No, that didn't sound creepy. Not like this doesn't sound creepy.
Yeah, he says again that there's nothing going on. Then he's also been a mentor to Ed Sheeran.
Ed Sheeran? What?
Yeah, Jamie says that he slept on his couch for 6 weeks.
Ed Sheeran did not need mentoring from Jamie Foxx. Ed Sheeran.
Fostering.
Or fostering.
And Nick Cannon, too, who used to sleep at his old house when he was just 13.
Oh, wait a minute. Now that's Michael Jackson creepy. That's just creepy. OMG.
Maybe
really,
he slept
Jamie?
On the couch. I'm just saying. Jamie says that everybody Everybody come to my crib.
Everybody come to Jamie's crib.
That's what Jamie says.
I think the Thousand Oaks Police Department should knock on the door, do a little welfare check. That's what I'm thinking.
She's
at Jamie's
legal.
House.
She's 22. Nah,
she may not be the only one there. I'm just saying, you know who's not there? Halle Berry's not at Jamie's house. At least not today.
No, and she's not at yours either.
No, she's not. And she's long past 22. All right. Listen, that's enough frivolity for today. We're out of here. Have yourself a great weekend. See you Monday. And
that's all the news you could care less about for this week.
Subscribe to the Who Cares News and never miss an episode. We're on iTunes, Stitcher Radio, iHeartRadio, or anywhere fine podcasts are heard. And check us out on Facebook, too. You can listen to our live broadcast every weekday at 8:45 a.m. Pacific on BossBossRadio.com.
That's a mouthful.